right, we were kind of dispensing of the usual formalities here on Motormouth Radio in the means of my my beginning segment here, because I was pushing so many buttons, I forgot to bring up our intro from Scotty Gossin, so I'll just do it like this.
Yeah, you know who we are.
I'll say...
Turn around and wave.
If
say
you didn't
hi.
Know, you have now tuned into hour two of Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive radio program here, with your host, Ray Guarino, Joe D, and our guest, Mike Manning, with us. We're doing our fundraising thing. That's why we're on for a second hour. The number to call to get in touch with us is 516-572-7440, and to donate, it's 572-7438. We have a great stack of prizes, and they're going quick, because our listeners are... I guess they want to eat. I don't know. They're saying, hey, this is cool. Let's have some... let's eat. We'll cash in on your prizes, guys. So that's fine with us. We are here to do it again. I didn't even get to take a breath, but...
Yeah, that was quick. I mean, geez.
And we got a lot of $25 donation things here. $20 and $25 donations will get you a nice prize if you call. You could call and talk to our operators. We have the we have Earl out there. We have DJ Solero. And I know we had... we had Glenn DeMilt, who does a great show on the station, too. I used to listen to his show many... he got me through when I was doing college night classes, and it was some...
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you'd be amazed what you could actually hear on the station, you know. And
absolutely.
Unfortunately, you know, not unfortunately, but fortunately, we need money to operate, you know. It doesn't... Either that or they make us pay at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, by the way, I got this week, Ray, so, you know, next week is your treat, okay?
Got it. Yeah, we're good like that. We do that all the time.
And we're really nice. We really don't hit up the guests much, so.
No, we don't. We don't.
You know, down the guest count, so.
Guests can hit us up. We're on Facebook Live on WHPC's. You'll see my back. And there's people who are up there commenting, which I really haven't been able to read. But some of the things he likes to see us. I don't know. I have to. Oh, there's Brian. Matco Man was on there, too. Hey, Brian.
I can't see from that.
I know. I know. You need a telescope. But you can follow us on motormouthradio.com. Right. We're on Twitter at Motormouth Radio, and Joe's favorite Instagram.
Real_MotormouthRadio.
Where we put up pictures and stuff that we get involved in during the week. And this is one that I didn't post because I'm waiting for my good friend and buddy Mike over here to post it. Mike has a Mustang GT that is a really nice car.
I'll bet.
And just let me say, he just put in his new Hurst short throw shifter.
Okay.
And let me take it for a ride yesterday. I found myself, Joe, rolling to the stop sign, and you could easily roll in second. I went back into first just so I could shift again. That's how nice this thing is.
A good shifter is a joy, is it not?
But,
you know?
Mike, you did a little service slant on that car on, when was that? It was Saturday, I think?
Friday.
Tell us about that, because that's something that people, oh boy, do people need to know about that one.
Yeah, so the 2006 Mustang V8 models are 4.6 3-valve. I believe they call them modular 3-valve.
Yeah, modular motor, yes.
So Joe's going to scream when I say this. I changed the spark plugs on the car.
Ah, okay.
Is that something you've had experience with, Joe?
They've been fun. Yeah. You got to be careful you don't break them.
So the car only has 70...
yeah, I know.
70-some-odd thousand miles on it. And first plug I go to do, snap, of course. So... To make a long story short, 8 spark plugs all snapped. Lyle makes a fantastic tool. The Lyle part number for the tool, or tool number, is 65600. And they got all 8 of the snap plugs out of my motor. So I was able to put the new and improved Ford Motorcraft spark plugs in. And what a nightmare to snap 8 spark plugs inside your motor. But
that is not fun.
All is well now.
You know, well, I'll tell you something, Joe. As I didn't get to see the beginning of this. I didn't see the first one. I didn't see Mike's face. But I saw as he was doing the job, and it was just like, all right, I'm just going to put this on and just break it. I'm like, and then he actually said to me, here, you break one. I was like, oh, cool, I'll do it. Because after you do it a few times, it's like, you know, whether you're doing 8 in a row or whether you do something on a weekly basis, monthly basis in a shop that you work at, it gets to be kind of commonplace. So when you have the tool to extract it, you're just going to break it. You know you're going to break it. The fear was the new plugs Mike had like a dual electro, dual ground band.
Yes.
And the pieces he took out, he only saw one, and he was afraid there were pieces left in the motor.
Ooh.
So we were figuring out, like, hooking up suction, vacuum, like, necking down the vacuum thing to, you know... to try and suck out components, and it ended up that that wasn't really the case, so he was okay.
Yeah, I looked at the part number from the old spark plugs, and I realized there was only one electrode on the one side, so we were lucky about that. But it's running good now.
Yeah,
and you know, just caution yourselves if you're going to do spark plugs on a 3-valve 4.6 or 5.4 Triton Ford motor. Stay away, or have a person that knows what they're doing, or just get the Lyle tool just in case.
Yeah, sometimes what you do with those is make sure the end is a little bit warm. All right, and you spray them, and you crack them, you rock them, you walk away, you rock them. It's time consuming, and you know, in a shop situation, that could be like a money killer. You know what I mean? But you know, pretty much any of that type of motor, when you go to do them, you know, you better have either the Lyle tool handy or a friend that has one on speed dial, because the chances are going to be with you on that, you know?
You know, I got to say, when Mike said he was going to do the job, I remember that it was either OTC or, who's the other company I mentioned, Mike?
KD.
Someone else made it, and then he got the Lyle, which is a fine tool. I like Lyle stuff. So,
right.
I mean, after a while, it was like, yeah, I mean, once you got the procedure down after plug two or three, how long did a plug take you after that?
Not really that long, 20 minutes maybe for the whole setup. It's pretty easy. You just have a pusher tool. You screw it into where the spark plug goes in. You push it down. It breaks the porcelain apart.
Right.
And,
it's
just
brutal.
Screw in the tap.
Yeah.
And
back it out.
Yeah. Put the nut on and back it right out, and it comes out. Thank goodness they all came out without a problem. I watched a couple of videos before, you know, about it, and some people said, oh, you know, I doing this and it didn't catch onto the tap, and I had to go in there with a grinder and grind the head of the spark plug. Oh my God! Thank God that didn't happen.
Oh, there's been some crazy stuff with that, because pretty much I know a lot of guys that won't do those plugs unless you have to. That there's a misfire, some reason that you really want to go in there and do them. You know, which kind of sucks, because you want to do them as part of maintenance. It's either that, though, you got to change them like once a year, which sucks in its own way. So
as Macklemore Man Brian knows, the info is not in this book. The book that Brian gifted me, which is the Automotive Handbook by Bosch, that third edition.
Yeah, the Bosch book.
That
there's a lot of good stuff on there.
That Christian knows about from Long Island Racing.
You can read many things.
Hey, Mikey N was on Facebook.
Yeah,
Live,
I was
by
asking
you
about PO 480 there, and I was like, it just dawned on me that's a cooling fan code.
Okay.
So and it comes on when the fan comes on, when you put the defroster on.
While you're looking at that, let's remind everybody that all the donations that come in here stay here at WHPC. They don't go towards any other areas of the college, and they're tax deductible. We have a bunch of prizes.
They buy us lunch with it.
The one they just threw out at us, which is a favor of the crowd, is a $25 donation will get you a $25 gift card to Chili's, courtesy of Meadowbrook Health Wealth Management. Registered investment advisors offering financial planning and investment management. They're at MeadowbrookWealth.com. Right now, just mention the Chili's promo, and you'll get that for $25 of your hard-earned scratch. That'll be the money that that you save if you do that plug job yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Mike, like us, Joe, is a slower, conscientious worker. He doesn't dive in and just, you know, blah, through things. He's kind of... he works. So, you know, like the 20 minutes he was saying, yeah, I guess when you do it, you could probably do it faster once you...
Yeah, you know, if you do them every day, you get the hang of it. You know which tool to grab, where exactly to stick your hands. Things speed up considerably. But
you want to, you know, you want to kind of take your time. You do want to take your time with a job like that, because I tell you, it's just when you tighten that thing and it makes that crunch, it's bone-crushingly weird. Well, let's go back to the phones here. We'll go to the phone, say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's Cliff.
Great show, Cliff. What's going on, man?
Hey, Cliff, how are you?
So I have a suggestion for a future show.
All right.
Okay.
I say you have a show, people call in and they just try to stump Joe with codes.
Oh, geez, yeah. That
there is nobody I know that knows more codes.
That happens all the time. Believe me, like, we just had one PO4. Like, oh, fan code, yes, on a Chrysler.
Yeah, we used to do that when you try and stump us with 10 codes, but we kind of had those down pretty good, so.
Yeah.
I am just amazed, man, how he just rolls those codes off the top of his head, man. I love it.
Welcome to my world. You know, it's PO whatever, PO this, PO that. I'm PO that your car don't run right.
So, Cliff, what are you thinking that? Now Chris has his own 383. Henry and the family that he's going to be tooling around with.
I'm shocked. What happened? He's no more unmarked car?
He bought a 69 Chrysler letter car. It's a 300, which is based on a Newport. It's a convertible, which is nice.
That's very cool.
And it's
That's
got
very
a,
cool.
It's got a 383 in it.
That's amazing. Very, very cool. Yeah. Wow. I remember, didn't Chris, last time I saw him, was driving around in like a, looked like an unmarked state trooper car,
still
right?
Has it, still has it. In fact, he has two now. He's got an SUV and a car. He's got both, two of them. So, you know, that's kind of that's the deal. But, yeah.
Sounds great. Well, hopefully, listen, we're waiting for this weather to break and people start getting their cars out pretty soon.
Going to get that Roadrunner out?
You know what? I haven't started it all winter, so I'm ready. I got it on the trickle charger, you know, the battery tender. So,
right.
Yeah, hopefully it should kick over and give it a clean up and, you know, go over it. And, yeah, I'd like to get it out.
Excellent.
You know, hopefully enjoy a couple of the cruise nights and
sure.
You know, a couple of local cat trees Sunday morning and stuff like that, you know.
Sure.
And, yeah, you guys got to stop on a – they have a great – Miller Ridge Inn has a great show Wednesday nights.
Right.
Very casual, nice group of guys.
Right.
And, yeah.
All right, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
Mm. Absolutely. So, the next show, Stump Joe with the coats.
Yeah. That's it. Bring them on.
It's cool. Got to come up with the obscure ones, you know? Yeah.
That's all right. I'm an obscure guy. It's okay.
You know, that all plays
that's
into the whole...
That'll make you a bad person.
Well, that all plays into the thing that we used to play a while ago that we kind of lost track of, but it's a fan favorite where it goes like this.
What does Joe know?
Nothing.
So, you know, we like to test that from time to time.
That's great. Well, good luck, and I hope you guys raise a lot of money today.
Thanks,
Cliff.
So
and thank you.
Cause,
thank you.
And I enjoy and look forward to the show every weekend.
Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye, guys.
That is Cliff, a good friend of the show, benefactor. And like he said, you can donate.
Noted Mopar, dude.
At 572-7438. You can get that Chili's coupon. We also have one for Red Lobster for $25. So if you want to do that, call in and get in on that fun and all that cool stuff. So,
yeah, by all means, yeah.
So it's good to see the Mustang. You know, it was funny because, Mike, when you started the car, you did have a blast of something that came out of it. It wasn't Acorns.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it wasn't Acorns like Chris's car, but it was, from what the video said online, it was porcelain that came off the plugs. And the guy reassured me on the video that I watched. Thank goodness for YouTube.
Seriously.
He said, you know, you may get some clanking around in there. Just let the car idle, and it will pass. So I let it idle, and it passed, and it was outside, and I let it run for half an hour, and I was scrambling front, back, under the car, looking. I was like,
automotive kidney stones.
What also passed is I pressed the phone button, and didn't get to say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Glenn the Car Hunter.
Oh, Glenn, what's happening? You sound like you got an echo going on there. I didn't...
So, let me take my Bluetooth off and see what happens.
Yeah, they do funny things, those Bluetooth.
Yes.
You know? So, what's happening down in the fine, funny, fuzzy, furry state of Tennessee these days, Glenn? If you're still there. While Glenn checks his Bluetooth.
I think he pushed the wrong button.
He might have.
Yeah.
Well, if Glenn, if you pushed the wrong button, give us a... Yes.
Give us another flashy thing and we'll get back on with you there.
Call back and we'll...
Glenn, you left us hanging there.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we just had a couple of viewers join the Facebook Live. Hi, Ma!
Ah, really?
Hi, Diana.
Joe at work, huh?
Yeah.
Let's try this again. Let's see what happens.
I really do come here.
We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's going on? Where's Kim?
Kim's in the other room. Who are we talking to? One of her fans.
Why aren't we getting Kim at 1 o'clock? I don't want to hear about your car.
Well, no, we want to hear about your car. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, get off the air.
Yeah. Who are we talking to? I guess we're not talking to anybody.
Well, there's a vote for
thanks,
Kim.
Thanks, Kim. All right, let's go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Okay, let's try it now. It's Glenn again.
Okay, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
So what's happening down in the fine state of Tennessee?
Well, we're starting to kick off pretty good down here. We went out to Chattanooga, or down to Chattanooga yesterday. I'm sure you know that Corky Cope has sold and retired out of Coca Tire.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
So they used to have a big cruise in around the property, and the city has been built up so much that they came up with a new plan. The CEO of the company, Wade Kawasaki, actually is now the owner.
Okay.
And we went to this giant park that they set up right off the interstate, and totally free event. And he was running around there crazy, you know, a golf cart. I mean, really enthusiastic.
They shaking hands, kissing babies.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. He was having a ball. I mean, I said hello to him once, but, I mean, he was in action. He was moving. But, I
mean,
I don't even know how many thousand. There had to be 2,000, 3,000 cars there.
Yes. Wow, that's a lot of cars. That's a lot of cars.
Yep.
Wow, and, very good. Very good.
Yeah, we got the rest of our stuff coming up. I know I'm going to try to drag you down here again for the summer, but we've got the Rod Run coming up in Pigeon Forge.
Uh-huh.
Everybody looked as a show. I mean, Maggie Valley, North Carolina is becoming a real hotbed for shows. That's not too far away from us.
And I tell you, the thing that got me to Tennessee last year for vacation was my daughter and her boyfriend had gone down there like 4 years, four or five times, I think they skipped a year, and I always saw the Rod Run and was sending me pictures like, "Dad, look at all these cars." I'm like, "Oh my Lord, really? Thanks." But so that was definitely a hopping place.
Yeah, we got the master plan going. There's about four or five of us that are going to... So you get to park for free over at the big convention center there, and then we're just going to hit the ground all day, and that's the only way to do it, because if you try to drive around, and it's mostly pedestrian traffic. That's
right.
Cruising. But, there's just so many cars there. And most of them are for sale or for trade. That's kind of what that is. It's really an unsupervised, uncontrolled show. It just kind of grew out of a show that started at one of the hotels.
Right.
But you see the license plates, and there's people from Georgia, West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, just Kentucky. Everybody just comes flocking in. Every once in a while, you see some nut down there with New York plates before.
Right, right.
Oh, that was me.
Cool. We just got another donation in from our good buddies over at Infinity Records. Thank you, guys. They actually sponsor our music on this show mostly. They don't know they do, but they do because that's where I buy my music. So that's great. It's good to know we have friends out there listening. Because we are in the middle of our fundraiser, and you could give us a call, 572-7438 for the fundraiser, 572-7440 to talk with us guys.
Yes.
So. All right, Glenn, we got to run. We got to take a break here and reestablish and then come back with more fun and hilarity. So,
all right.
We thank you
for
the call.
Good talking to you.
And we'll talk to you more as the car show season progresses.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thanks, Glenn. All righty, that was a good buddy, Glenn, from Tennessee. You know what?
Yes.
I want to ramble on down there myself one of these
days
again. Yeah, so, well, no, kind of. Almost.
Okay.
But we'll do that and we'll come back with more Motor Mouth Radio. Keep it where you got it, 90.3 WHPC.
This portion of programming on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by the Center for Workforce Development at Nassau Community College, where you can now learn to fly a drone, gain hands-on experience in operating a drone, and learn the many civilian uses of drones as well as the New York legal requirements. The current and future perspectives on unmanned aerial vehicles will be discussed, and you'll hear about the infrastructure of the industry as well as federal legislation and how it impacts you. Users. Drones will be flown weekly during indoor-led sessions. The focus will be on non-commercial use. The drones course starts April 24th. More information can be found by contacting the Center for Workforce Development at 516-572-7487 or by visiting ncc.edu.
This show is brought to you by the Neenan Healing Arts Center, an acupuncture establishment located in Belmore. The most common ailments presented to an acupuncturist tend to be pain-related conditions. For example, arthritis, back, neck, knee, and shoulder pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, and sciatica. Other health issues that can be treated with acupuncture include emotional and psychological disorders, weight loss, eye, ear, nose, and throat disorders, circulatory disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, addiction, and many other conditions. More information can be found by calling the Neenan Healing Arts Center at 516-442-7408. The Neenan Healing Arts Center is a proud supporter of the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
This is Dan Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week, because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
When it's time.
That's right. I hope you understand that we were born rambling men. We ramble here every Sunday, and you're not hearing Kim rambling on her show.
Yeah,
of course, Thunder Road.
Yeah, don't worry. She'll be back. She's coming on after us.
Yeah, even if you like Bruce, but you don't like cars, that's all right. You don't have to hang up on us. We'll talk to you nice. Well, Bruce did some car songs. We can maybe
seriously,
talk about that.
Yeah.
But you can call us at 516-572-7440 or 7438
if you want to contribute.
If you want to donate, so don't be late and get in on the skate, then I don't know. Let's go to the phones and say hi around the Motormouths.
Whoa, what was that?
Hello.
Gentlemen, how are you? Happy Sunday.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
How are you guys doing? Ray, Joe, and Mike today, right?
That's right.
Yes,
we got Mike
correct.
With us. Yeah.
And did Chris do a guest shot on the phone?
Yes, he did.
Yes, Chris called in the last show to talk about his new Chrysler.
He gave us the update on his Chrysler there.
His 300, right.
Which is not as dead as we thought.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew a young lady who had the leopard skin seats in a 69 Chrysler.
Ah, well.
It was a two-door. God, that car was great. She was great.
That's cool. Very good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Excellent.
So I want to make two donations today.
Oh, good.
All right.
I'm going to call back on 3-8. I'm going to donate my end and the rude person who hung up on you guys.
Ah!
Oh,
Bob, you're welcome. Thank you.
We get twice a donation today, my end and the other guy's end.
You know, we appreciate that.
That is so cool.
There's gift cards to Red Lobster, Applebee's, Chili's. You know what? When you talk to either Earl or Glenn, ask them what's available, and they have a list of this stuff, too, and you might as well
go shopping,
on the other
sure.
end. Yeah.
Well, you guys are generous, and your information is just priceless. Well,
Thank you so much.
Guys.
You're too kind.
Thank you, Bob. We do it for the listeners. We don't just do it to hear ourselves.
We love your program.
I know. You know, guys like you do, we don't do it to hear ourselves talk, because our wives tell us that all the time. Like,
right.
You know, go to the other room if you're going to murmur like that.
And yeah, we love Kim, too. We love her program, too. But you know what? Everybody has their place.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Hey, guys, enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for calling.
That is, if that's a case of you know, listeners at work, we're going to go to another call here. Say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Yeah. Hi, boys. How are you today?
Jeff Hans, it's you.
Yeah, Hans, how are you? I'm watching you live. Hey, by the way, I don't like to be ignored. I saw the blue light thingy lighting up, and you did not answer my call. I'm very upset about that.
No, we didn't know which button to push. I'm going to have to pump you up.
Yes, I'm going to pump. I've been pumped these days. You boys are looking so sophisticated, and
yes,
I like
you
that.
Like you that.
Have Santa Claus on, too. He was very handsome.
Right?
Ah,
right.
Yes, that was on.
Jerry Garcia look-alike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how
are you boys doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're on our second hour of the marathon.
Very good.
We're trying to make some money so we don't have to go outside and beg. They make us go outside and we have to bring
good money, you know.
Yeah, you know. You have to get oiled up and we have to go out there and pose. We have to flex.
And pose, yes. Well, it's important. But I want to say something because you guys are not talking about the mental illness amongst the German vehicles. schizophrenia is running wild in that field. You guys need to address that.
We do?
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Franz.
Yeah. Well, I had it was funny. I had a Porsche. I got your message and I was laughing about it, but I had a Porsche Cayenne, that all-wheel drive V6.
Right.
Beautiful car.
Right.
40-something thousand miles on the car. And the guy was going, hey, I don't know what's going on. It wouldn't shift. It wouldn't do this. It would accelerate on its own. Well, come to find out, after going through everything, watching all the data points, seeing which is doing what, turns out it was nothing more than the plugs for the coil packs were broken, and it was bypassing that, going back to the computer, and it was going, yeah, nine, I don't like when I get spiked.
Yeah.
So I'm just not going to do this.
You're zapping me. That's not good. Now I'm going to have to oil up again. Yeah. Did you put protein drink in the oil?
Yeah, well, and then I had an Audi. It was funny because it was trying to kill the occupant of the car.
Oh, really?
It was funny because, I mean, it wasn't funny, but it was kind of funny because every time you put the cruise control on, the thing would go, like, to maximum throttle, and it would go from 0 to 100 in, like, seconds. But yeah, it turns out it was it was having a schizophrenic moment, and it didn't like how hard he was pushing on the button for the cruise control.
That sounds reminiscent of the old Audi 5000 issues.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, the new ones, believe it or not, what people don't realize, and it makes me laugh, and it's now on American cars and stuff too, is that, you know, I heard a caller before talking about how he had a drain on his battery once in a while. And believe it or not, I found out a lot of this is the RF signal going to the modulator in the car to talk to it. When you have a smart key, it poses all kinds of problems.
Yeah, it wakes up at the wrong time.
Yes.
That kind of remote stuff, people forget about things from space messing with us.
Oh, hell yeah.
Crystals from space.
Crystal from space.
Oh, God, I just had a flashback. And that was like the time that the LoJack satellite kept shutting that car off every day at 12 o'clock.
Remember that?
Really?
Yes, that was fun. Yeah. Yeah, Franz was around for that one.
And you figured out by talking to one of your buds that it was one of the CompStat satellites, a military satellite that had the same frequency as the computer, and every day at 12 o'clock it just shut it off.
Just shut the car off, yeah.
Good thing it wasn't a pacemaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the occupants of the car needed one after all that crap.
Good thing it wasn't in a pacer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you'd been better off if you'd been in a pacer.
I mean,
at least this way the thing will still keep running.
That's right. He would have been. That's cool.
Less computers. Yeah, you seem to. France is a brave man because I don't go near them cars. People say, you want to like tighten the gas cap on? No.
You know, occasionally something will happen down at the shop and I'll say to Mike, Joe knows a guy that deals in that stuff. And actually, I know a guy, my buddy Lenny, who's an AA1 Audi mechanic at Limbrook Audi. I want to get him on the show as well. And I say, there's a few select guys like that who embrace the Germanness.
Yes.
And
Well, you know, what's really happening is most people aren't even aware of this. Joey knows this, but a lot of these systems now are really converting over to like either a Bosch system or some form of a German-based system. And what's happening is a lot of these guys are plugging into these cars and not really understanding the information that they're getting.
Right.
And, you know, I had a diesel, believe it or not, I had a Duramax diesel. And I kept trying to explain to the owner, I was like, look, I said, this is not what you think it is. He's like, nah, it's a Chevy. And I'm like, no, actually, it's not. It's German.
I remember having...
No, it's this, it's that. And I'm like, no, dude, really? The motor's German, the electrical system's German. And he's like, really? I said, yeah. And it turns out, after going through the entire wiring harness on this truck, it was really, really confused. And it turns out it was the ECM on the thing all along.
Well, I tell you, I go back. My experience with that is the Jetronic systems, the LJ, the K Jetronics.
Right.
And that was where I stopped. I said, you know what? I'm never dealing with this stuff again.
And the modern stuff. And what's really scary about all this is that, and I mean, Joey could attest, the more sophisticated, I hate to say they're smart, they're not, but the more sophisticated these things get, the worse it becomes on the consumer end because people, they have no idea, you know, and they forget that their little cell phone they're carrying can do all these things, but they're actually driving a cell phone, or worse.
Pretty much.
And then all of these different, I had an incident down here where 125,000 Toyotas shut off.
Wow.
Right across the country. Because Toyota issued an update through their satellite system,
and they
made a mistake. Mm-hmm. There was a corrupted code, and it shut all these cars down, no matter where they were. Thank God, you know, nobody really got hurt from it. And Toyota's answer was, oops. Oops.
That's nice.
What's Japanese for oops, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, and this is the problem. And then I love it because, especially with the German stuff, the sophistication level is through the roof. I had a guy with a 750 BMW, late model, 2007, 2008. And he had the HUD system in there, and I'm trying to explain to him because he's having a problem with the HUD system. I'm like, look, this is an aeronautical HUD system. He's like, oh, no. He goes, it's BMW. I'm like, yeah, no, it's actually the same HUD that's in the fighter planes. He's like, you're kidding. I'm like, no.
That propeller thing, the car took that propeller thing from the BMW logo a little too seriously.
Exactly.
Right.
And I tried to explain to him, like, look, I said, seriously, honestly, if I were you, I'd just get rid of the car. And he's like, why? I was like, well, I mean, you know, that piece alone, which is consists of almost three quarters of the dashboard, because it's integrated to everything on the car, I mean, it's like $6,000 just by itself.
Right.
And he was like, you're kidding. I'm like, no.
Yeah, some of this stuff people don't. We had one where the we had one where the camera was.
Sorry, trying to make Joe think while he's talking.
Yeah,
it
you
didn't
can't.
Work.
No,
I tried.
Yeah, I. No, we had one where they were trying to learn the blind spot system.
Mm. Right.
All right, and we had to drive the car, and it had to learn the lines on the road.
Mm. Correct.
And it wouldn't learn.
DeLorean was good at that. His car followed the white line right down the middle of the road.
Exactly, right down the middle. Yeah, this
was schizophrenic, that's why.
Yeah, for sure.
It was that whole cocaine trial thing. You know.
what it turned out to be was the aftermarket windshield screwed up the optics for the lane camera.
Wow.
Right.
So you couldn't use the $500 or $600 aftermarket windshield. You had to get the $2,500 Toyota windshield.
That's going
to
be nice in 15 years down the road.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, they don't stock it.
I had a problem with a Cadillac like that, where it had the the sensors and the cameras and stuff all around the vehicle. It was one, I forget which model, but it was like the SUV,
right?
And fairly late model, and nobody could figure it out. The dealership couldn't figure it out, so I came up with a conversation, and I was just like, "Yeah, I really don't want to deal with this." Anyway, they brought it over to me, and it turns out you're gonna love this one. Well, ants got up into the system.
Ants.
Ants. And ants comprise their body structure is, believe it or not, people, I say this and they think I'm absolutely insane. Well, I am, but that's besides the point. But
you know me.
Yeah, right. But turns out that the way their bodies are built and what's contained in them, they have a lot of glucose, right? Well, glucose actually is a conductor of electricity.
Whoa, who knew?
Right. So what happens is that when they, and they, for whatever reason, I think it's a magnetic frequency, who knows, but they're drawn to electrical systems. So what kept happening with this Cadillac, it kept getting multiple codes. It wouldn't operate correctly. There was a whole bunch of issues, and no one could figure it out because, of course, when they check it, nothing comes up.
Right.
So it took me a while, and then finally one of the sensors that were on the side, the peripheral sensors on the side, found out that, there were six ants that formed the chain and grounded it.
So instead of a Modus or Solus, you need a can of Raid.
Exactly.
And
I'll tell you, it truly is amazing, and when you tell people, they look at you like, you're from another planet, and I'm like, look, guys, I'm not making it up. I'll show you.
Electrically conductive insects. Go
figure.
Can
we grind that up and use it instead of, dielectric grease? We were just talking about
absolutely.
That bike shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
It's a good
And it happens, believe it or not, especially down here in the great state of Florida. You'd be surprised some of the things that you see and you try to explain to people. It's like, I had this one guy who was funny with his Ford pickup. He's like, man, I don't understand why this thing ain't going. I did this. And I'm like, all right, well, bring it by. Let me take a look at it. So he goes, all right. So he's like, yeah, I get like a dead spot. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Let me see what's going on. And I plug in and it's telling me that the TPS sensor is this and this is that. I'm going, no, that's not right. And sure enough, after digging a while, well, there was a gecko or a lizard that had wrapped itself around the vein and died.
Wow.
It decided to pick that for its little sarcophagus, huh?
Yeah. So it jammed up the blade, and of course, you're hitting the throttle, and it's going, well, I'm seeing this, but it's not doing it, and it's getting all these... Well, I cleaned out the lizard, and the guy was down the road.
Nice. Oh, yes, lizards, yeah.
Yeah. So, and Wild back Kingdom. In New York, we didn't have to really worry too much about that, but,
Yeah, occasional squirrels, possum.
Starbucks stirrers.
Stuff like that, Well, you never know what you find under the seats of certain cars. Starbucks stirrers was probably the most benign of them all.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are going to take a break, Anthony. Franz, we will say. We must call you by your right name,
Keep up the good work. Make lots of money, and I call you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, boys. Bye.
All right, so long. That was great, Joe. I love it when your old buddies call.
Yes.
That's cool.
He and I used to share the same brain. We had the shop together, and it was quite interesting. Yeah, we decided we had to diversify to different parts of the country.
That may happen with me and Mike soon, because we've been sharing brainwaves. I feel a lot smarter when I walk out. I'm like, gee, I just had a moment of clarity. Why was that? Oh, it was that infusion of sanity.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on Motor Mouth Radio. You can give us a call at 516-572-7440 or the hotline for donating, 572-7438. Get in on the prizes that keeps college radio alive and lets us do shows like this. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take care of some business. How's that?
Yeah, we got to still do business.
Let's do that on Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
This show is brought to you by the Paramount in Huntington, who welcomes Ace Frehley, original lead guitarist of Kiss, on Tuesday, July 2nd. More information is available online at ParamountNY.com.
Music history. Go ahead. Ask me anything.
What was the number one song this week in 1967?
I don't know. That was like 50 years ago. I guess it was a Beatles song?
Wrong. Roll again.
Okay, music history again. Go.
What was the number one song this week in 1981?
How the heck am I supposed to know this stuff?
You obviously aren't listening to my show, The Classic Countdown. It's where we count down the biggest hits of the week, but not from this year. We go back in time to the 60s, 70s, and 80s, giving you the biggest hits of the week.
I know I can beat this game. Let me try one more time. I don't believe it. Music history again.
My favorite subject. What was the number one song this week in 1977?
All right, I'll listen. When is it on?
Listen to The Classic Countdown with me, Zach Turkel, Wednesday evenings at 6 on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and on the iHeartRadio app. I gotta go get ready for my show. Later.
I guess I win by default. Winning.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motor Mouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
We are taking care of business as well as you can be on Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D, we got Mike in the studio with us. We're taking donations at 572-7438 because this is college radio and it's listeners like you that help us do what we do when we do it. And without your help, yeah, I'm reading from that, we won't be able to do it every single week. So we ask your support only once a year, and it does go to help get us some cool stuff, like this new phone bank that we have here.
Right,
now,
yeah.
Now, if we just get another slidey thing.
Which is really great, because now we can see, rather than the other flashy thing, we can see the numbers popping up and stuff like that. Multiple lines, once we get the other slidey thing to go with the flashy thing. And a TV camera, so now you can see us.
We are on Facebook really Live.
To. Yes. Facebook
Which is
Live.
There, yeah. So, which is something we haven't really done before. But we're playing.
Yeah, I did that from my iPad when Chris was here.
Right, right.
And that was kind of fun. But now it's official.
Right.
So now we'll have to call it Motor Mouth TV.
So besides towing three cars at a time and doing some crazy stuff, Mike, you had a lane departure issue, right?
Yes. 2016 Honda Pilot, touring model, so creme de la creme, every option.
Top of the line.
Yeah, everyone you could think of. And car came to the shop, sideswiped lightly, and we had the rear right wheel off the car. And had the spare on it. So taking it for a ride. Keep getting these codes for lane departure and saying the, you know, ABS system is malfunctioning, lane departure is malfunctioning, all this is malfunctioning. So we're stumped. The scanner is telling us, you know, 10,000 different things are wrong. And the conclusion is that Honda's speed sensor is in the TPMS sensor of the wheel.
Well, yeah, what happens is the wheel speed sensor is also the TPMS sensor. It measures rotation. What it does is, yeah, GM actually used to use that system many years ago, but it wasn't precise enough. And then some of the manufacturers, Honda being probably the biggest one of them, actually found a way to make it precise enough that it's usable again.
Wow.
Yeah, so
a spare tire on the car without
freaked it out.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard of that.
Freaked the car out.
I heard of that early on where a guy, and I just talked to Jeremy about that yesterday with his Subaru, and I was explaining to him how early on there was cars, they'd get a code, a wheel speed code, but all the wheels, everything checked out, and it was a spare tire on the SUV where that sensor was clocked in between, say, like 4 and 8 o'clock maybe.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
all it was, you had to turn the wheel so it was out of the RF range. And I was like, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. And we were also talking about cars that self-learn, the TPM sensors that'll self-learn.
Right.
Do we know which cars do and which ones don't?
You can't tell the players without a scorecard. Top of my head, Chrysler's.
Chrysler, yes.
Mazda's.
What about Subarus?
The later ones, yes.
Okay.
The earlier ones, you got to program.
Okay.
Pretty much that's another reason why what happens is cloned TPMS sensors have become very popular because some of the relearn procedures are such a pain in
Ford.
The butt. Yeah, Ford. Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, that's right. Ford's a biggie with that. So
what a pain.
The cloning aspect of it, just the car thinks it's got its original sensor, and you don't have to do all the other crazy stuff, you know, cycle a key, open the door, close the door, spit out the window. Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy
jump
stuff.
Jump on the lawn on one foot and swing a chicken around your head?
Pretty much, yes. The DRC1.
Right.
The dead rubber chicken one.
Exactly.
In case anybody's forgotten there, that's one of my favorite diagnostic tools.
Yeah.
If anything, I just slapped myself in the head with it a couple times, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's a thing. You know, TPMS could be a real pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And what happens, I know at shops, I'll fix a check engine light or something that's needed for an inspection. Or, you know, whatever the case may be, and I'll test drive the car, of course. And I come back, hey, you know the TPMS light? Don't worry about that thing. Customer doesn't want to be bothered with it, you know?
Right, right.
And unfortunately, since most people don't even realize their tires are round.
I know.
You know what I mean? The TPMS, that's why that system came about. It's like nobody checks their tire pressures. Right. Not everybody's you, Ray.
I know. You know? I want to squeeze in a short story that we just teased because I realized how cool it was. That flatbed at the truck, it's a workhorse. They use it all the time, and right. We have a phone call. I wanted to talk about the bleed procedure on that, but we will go to the phones first. We'll push these buttons, say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
All right, but when Kim Tracy on? 2 o'clock?
Yeah,
Kim will be on at 2. That's correct.
Well, thank you.
All right. Very good. But so,
now we know who's really popular around here.
I know.
Here.
Okay, Kim? It ain't us.
Yeah.
So what happened was it was a brake line that went from the front to the rear of the flatbed. And of course, it's up in the chassis. So it was a matter of just taking the line out. And we had to use two pieces of line because the thing was like freaking
humongous.
Long.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But then to bleed it, I said, okay, I put a pressure bleed on it, and I got some fluid out, and I said, let's do a pump and dump. So Mike jumped in the cab, and of course he started it. It's a diesel, so it's, you know, I was able to yell. We yelled back and forth to close and open, close and open. And I tell you, he pumped it the first time, and I opened it, and you ever been to the zoo and seen the elephants, like, pee?
Yeah.
That's what came out of this bleeder. I mean, it was like,
whoa!
Like, I've never seen that on anything. And I've bled a lot of brakes. Never seen that. It was like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like, this side is done. Let's go to the other side. And the same thing. Now, it is a quarter-inch brake line in that truck. It's like 3/16, so it does have some volume.
So there's a lot of volume. Probably the assist from the power brake system quite the wallop.
I was very, very impressed. And we had a brake pedal, like, right away. I mean, we fought with cars, Mike, in there, right, for, like, two and a half hours. Different methods, standing on our heads, turn the car upside down. It's like, it's still, This thing was like, good to go. Good to go, Joe.
Every once in a while, you get one like that, you know?
It's great.
And that was even better than the pressure bleed, you know, using the pressure bleeder and whatnot.
Right. Well, I didn't use the pressure bleeder. I was using the hand, you know, the hand Mighty Vac.
Right, right.
Which did pull fluid through.
Right.
But when he actually pressurized it with the pedal, wow, what a flow.
Yeah.
It has a different system on it. It's like the GM system, I guess, where it works on the power steering, the brake booster.
Hydro Boost,
like
Hydro Boost.
Yeah.
Right.
Similar to that. Seems like it's electronic, though, because when the brakes were really low, the truck was making this kind of like grumbling noise, and when you'd hit the brakes really hard, you'd see the voltage go like, and then I guess it was trying to pump, fluid.
There are electric systems. I know people who do it on hot rods. They talk about electric brakes, like electric steering. So, I don't know.
How old was that truck?
98 International.
It might be part of some ABS system or some type of warning system as well that it was grumbling.
The funniest thing is the warning system was the tow truck driver the night before pulled in two cars on the truck and lost his brakes and still got back to the shop because, like I was telling Mike's grandpa, I said, If the flatbed breaks, you need the bigger truck to get that truck, and it's got cars on it, and you're like, oh, my word, you're screwed. We're gonna take a break here, Motor Mouth Radio. Let's do our last break, because we are just born to be wild. We'll do that, and we'll come back with more of your calls and stuff and donations. And
yeah, give us a holler in a couple minutes, caller.
So keep it where you got it. We'll be back in a minute on 90.3 WHPC.
Head out on the highway. Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motormouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Hey, have you seen DJ Solero?
No, why?
Well, he was supposed to be here right now to tell everyone about his show, The Rare Groove Session, but I can't find him anywhere.
I'll look for him. Maybe he got something to eat.
Food? He went to get food? I mean, who can eat at a time like this?
Relax. I'm sure everyone can figure out when they can listen to the most incredible music from the 60s and 70s that they may not have heard before.
But what if they can't? What if they never figure out when The Rare Groove Session is on? What happens then, huh? I don't want to live in a world where no one knows about The Rare Groove Session.
Hey guys, ready to tell everyone about RGS?
DJ Solero, where the f*** have you been?
I was getting something to eat.
How can you eat at a time like this?
What are you talking about?
Don't mind her. Go ahead and tell everybody when to listen.
Okay, whatever. So if you're looking for some mind-blowing music, check out The Rare Groove Session. Now at a brand new time, late Friday nights or early Saturday mornings, depending on how you look at it, starting at 1 a.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Oh, DJ Solero is wild. You got to listen to his show because
he's definitely cool.
Really cool stuff, and I can see him through the window, so I know he's cool because he looks it.
At least we know where the earth he is today.
He's not out getting food.
That's cool. So, by all means, give us a call back in. Give us a call in. Send money.
We're in our last segment. You can call in with a donation at 572-7438, or you can call us to talk at 572-7440.
516.
They're all 516, yes, yep. And we will gladly entertain.
For us Queens guys,
Yep, and there's lots of prizes. Applebee's, we got two tickets. What we got here? A four-pack of tickets to the Big Apple Circus on Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. That weekend, Joe, we're going to be doing a live remote from Tobey Beach.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be out there amongst the actual car show.
That's what the second weekend in April was. We got a lot going on. The Autoseum is having their auction. The Autoseum was an entity, that we were paired with and worked with very closely. And now it has become defunct. The name is still in effect. There's rumblings that there may be something in the future. There still can be things done under that umbrella, but as of right now, there's nothing planned. But there was a lot of equipment and tools and things that are now has to be accessed.
And cars.
And cars. Accessed. And the 13th, April 13th is the date.
Gotta check that out.
If you didn't get the email, email us at motormouthradio@ncc.edu. We'll send you the info, and you can maybe get in on that, too, and buy some cool stuff. But for now, we'll go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, did the strippers get there yet?
We got a pair of wire strippers here.
Right.
Oh, I'll have to find out where those guys are.
Well, we're waiting for you.
What, really?
I guess.
I'm not into such things.
I know. What's happening, Christian?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I figured it was a special occasion, 2 hours. I mean, geez.
I know. Can you believe anybody wants to hear us for 2 hours?
Did you kick a rod out of the microphone over there? Yeah, what's going on?
We keep lubing the muffler bearings in the rod, mic. Yeah. And
I was talking about wire strippers, yes.
I thought so. And if you can't, I don't know if you're watching, if you can watch us on Facebook Live, but we do have the Bosch Automotive.
Yeah, we got the Bosch book right there.
Bosch Automotive Handbook with us so we can look up the specs for the strippers.
And the dykes.
Oh, and don't forget the Dykes, of course. Yeah, gotta have something. And the
are
studs.
You killing me here?
Hey, look, you could find information on studs in there too.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
just saying.
Don't get me going.
Just saying. Well, Christian, you have one of the most active social media feeds at LI Racing that I've ever seen. You know, the machining stuff that you put up there is just fantastic. People should really.
We're out of our minds.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. We're making the push, you know.
So. Yeah, no, you're doing a great job, and I mean, I want to get out there. I got to get out your way. It's just out of the way.
Yeah.
We're on the beaten path. A lot of people, you know, and that's the thing is really we're not kind of like that on the mainstream kind of like roadway like we used to be on Sunrise Highway. It would be nice,
right?
But I mean, to fund that, you know, and have a shop on right on Sunrise Highway like we used to, it's just way too much.
Oh yeah, well,
a lot of expenses.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we got to kind of hunker down in an light industrial area and do what we got to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
How you guys been? I haven't called in a while.
You've been dealing with maple syrup.
Yeah, right.
Tapping
the trees over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's like that's the time of year, man. You know the deal.
It's like the old college fraternity. Tap a keg of beer, you know, you tap a tree of sap. So
yeah.
I know you've been busy.
I did okay this year.
Good.
I went to a new farm up in Saugerties, man. It was really killer because it was like a bunch of regular guys, and one of the guys used to live in Rockville Center.
Wow, cool.
And he's like, Long Island, hey, what's up? You know, and you know, great guys to talk with and stuff, you know. You know, because I've been trying to get my filtering down. That's been my problem.
Okay.
You know, it's a matter of getting that syrup to be fully polished and clear.
Right.
Which
I was talking about filter. I have no filter.
No. Now, Christian, let's just step back. Let people know that, Christian, you do this. The trees in your backyard is where you're getting this tree from. These are like tree farms.
Yeah, I had trees tapped in the backyard and my father-in-law's backyard, and then I've been getting permission from other people to go and tap their trees in their property.
Nice.
Now I want to hit the county up, and I want to see if I could tap in some of the parks.
Yeah,
you know, some certain parks, and then I figured I might get involved with Sweetbriar Nature Center up in Smithtown, and hopefully maybe I could start doing some demonstrations up there.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, a nice little give back if they're balking, you can always say, hey, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll kick back some of the syrup. At, you know, they have the pancake breakfast with the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good way to just thinking, you know, off the top of my head. But
well, I figured out I'll throw a car show in there too. You know,
there you go. Don't forget the choppers.
Something like old school, which on my social media feed within the next week or so, I will be posting some very original vintage pictures from all the rod runs, Rhode Island, Long Island, Street Rod, and some other rod runs, I think, as I've been, my father's been helping me out. I've been going through a lot of pictures, which I will be posting in batches.
Uh-huh.
And I'll figure out what was McCungee, what was York, you know.
Right.
And some of the stuff in the 70s.
Yeah, that picture you put of you as a boy next to your dad's chopper was fantastic. That was, talk about history.
That's real deal, that thing, though.
Yeah.
I had a lot of mileage on that bike.
Right, right.
You know. And I'll tell you a real quick story about that bike. We remember Nassau Coliseum used to have the carnival?
Yeah.
You said that really big carnival in the summer of 76. We went to the carnival. We rode there. I hop on there because I had my own helmet. My dad would ride. Went to, because that was a regular rider, that thing. Like, we took that bike everywhere.
Yeah.
We went to the carnival. We spent the night there, rides, the whole deal. We get back to the bike. My dad fires it up. I hop on the back. Maybe we started getting down to Meadowbrook Parkway, mm-hmm. and I felt like something warm on my legs. And I didn't realize, and as we're cruising down to Meadowbrook, it started getting hotter, and my legs were getting, like, I could feel it. And I looked down, and my legs were covered in hot oil.
Oh, jeez.
And a couple of the rocker nuts fell out on the rear cylinder, and he didn't even realize. So I'm like, you know, I was like, tap my dad on the shoulder, I'm like, pointing down, like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm 6 years old, mind you, now.
Right,
and
right.
I'm like, so
should I be doing that, Dad?
Yeah, well, we pulled over. My dad was working a custom cycle at the time. So there was another guy with a Steve, and he had a 61 pan red chopper, but it had a swing arm on it.
Wow.
And it had a girder, but it was a swing arm bike.
And I'll never forget, like, I didn't want to go on Steve's bike. I wanted to stay with my father, you know. But right. My father was like, listen, you have to go with Steve. I'm going back to the shop. Because he rode the bike back to the shop so he could get some rocker nuts. Because he had the keys to the shop. So he could put some rocker nuts on it, you know.
Sure.
And I got on Steve's Panhead. And it was the first time I was on, like, a bike that had a swing arm. So I was, you know, like, holy cow, this is crazy.
Wow, suspension.
Yeah. So it was quite the experience, you know. But, yeah, hot oil on my legs, you know, 6 years old on the back of a
truck. Wow, yeah.
I just showed the boys your picture.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Just showing Facebook Live. That is cool.
You know, that was real deal. And you know, I mean, I don't know where that bike is today. But what I'll do is I'm going to be posting the 34 pickup that he had.
Yeah.
And then I'll be posting a bunch of stuff with Long Island Street Rod stuff as I kind of compile everything together. I got to compress everything, you know.
Very cool. I'll be looking forward to that. Yeah.
But anyway, all right, let me get going.
All right, Christian.
I'll let you guys go, and then I'll send the donation in or whatever.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Right.
That helps.
Every
little bit helps. Thanks, brother.
Always.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Christian from Long Island Racing. You can check him out on his Instagram. And he has Instagram more than Twitter, and I'm sure Facebook as well.
I don't know about the Facebook. Hey, we just got a $50 donation from the CF Garage.
All right.
All right.
And thank you, boys.
Yes, thank you so much. I will take care of this in person. And see
now if we
they
played,
contribute to the madness.
See, now if we played sports, they could say they were athletic supporters, but they're just support, right?
Yeah,
that's a good one, right?
Yeah, they're just, that's a classic.
Just car guy supporters. We'll squeeze one last call in here. We'll say hi. You're all the Motor Mouths. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Hello.
Hi. You're all the Motor Mouths.
Don't get shy now.
Nah, I ain't hearing nothing. Okay, that didn't work. Try again. Well, we're almost out of time. We're going to be getting out of here. Kim is coming in. Are
yes.
You 2 hours, Kim?
All you Thunder Road fans, don't worry. Kim is here. Kim, turn around and wave.
And I do believe...
We didn't hide it. We didn't put her away. We want Kim, too.
And
we
I do
believe,
we have
to listen to something on the way home. It's definitely Kim.
Because of that, April 14th, we will be...
Preempted
because we actually get a Sunday off, so
yep.
We can go out and have pancakes and eat Christian syrup, or maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Seriously.
So, yes. Wow.
Well, that was fun. My feet hurt. I'm not used to standing up this much.
I know. You can still make the last push. You can still call and make a donation at 516-572-7438.
Yep.
There's a lot of cool prizes. There's food. There's fun. There's circus prizes here. Mia Mello. All sorts of food. Stu Leonard. There's all sorts of cool stuff. You can ask the call screener when you call what's available.
Right.
And that's cool. Mike, thanks for coming in with us today.
Yes, Mike, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure working with you at the shop. It's a pleasure having you on this shop bench.
Yes. It's a cleaner bench.
It is.
Yeah,
so for now, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
For Ray.
Bye.
For Ray, for Joe, for Mike, 90.3 WHPC. We're out of here. Bye.
That's an excellent post, Kim.